A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz and said, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign for yourself coming either from the depths of Sheol or from the heights above." "No," Ahaz answered, "I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Listen now, house of David. Are you not satisfied with trying the patience of men without trying the patience of my God too? The Lord himself, therefore, will give you a sign. It is this: the maiden is with child and will soon give birth to a son, whom she will call Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us." The word of the Lord.
Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Let the Lord. Is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Let the Lord enter, he is the King of glory. Shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in God's holy place? Those with clean hands and pure heart, who desire not worthless things. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward for the God who saves them. Those are the ones who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. From Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, who has been called to be an apostle and specially chosen to preach the good news that God promised long ago through his prophets in the Scriptures. This news is about the Son of God, who, according to the human nature he took, was a descendant of David. It's about Jesus Christ, our Lord, who, in the order of the Spirit of holiness that was in him, was proclaimed Son of God in all his power through his resurrection from the dead. Through him we received the grace and our apostolic mission to preach the obedience of faith to all pagan nations in honour of his name. You are one of those nations, and by his call belong to Jesus Christ. To you all, then, who are God's beloved in Rome, called to be saints, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ send grace and peace. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how Jesus Christ came to be born. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they came together to live She was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a man of honor and wanting to spare her publicity, decided to divorce her informally. He had made up his mind to do this when the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because she has conceived what is in her by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you must name him Jesus, because he is the one who is to save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill the words spoken by the Lord through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, a name which means God is with us." When Joseph woke, he did what the angel of the Lord had told him to do, and he took his wife to his home. This is the gospel of the Lord. Well, we're nearly there. And I think it's important that maybe we just reflect on how our journey has gone. And it's reflected also in the readings we have today, the messages from the Old Testament. And it's always an angel. An angel that gives the message. Sometimes we ourselves don't listen to the angels. How many really believe in angels? That's the question. But King Azad, again, was reluctant to listen to Isaiah. And people always look for something tangible. Always a sign. We all look for a sign that something is going to happen, instead of having true faith in what God is about to do for us. How many of you say after you've woke up, "I had a dream last night, and in that dream, something's going to happen"? And how often does that dream come true? No, you never dream that you're going to win the pools or the lottery. We could all have that dream if we wanted it, but we would know in reality it wasn't going to happen. But how many times has someone come to you, a family member, and say, "I saw Granddad last night," or "I saw Grandma, so something's going to happen"? It's as if we have a sixth sense. We don't associate necessarily that sixth sense with dreams. But how many times are there dreams? And we're being foretold something that is going to happen. And then how often do we really trust? Trust everything that is you've had in that dream. Because that's what Joseph was asked to do. You can imagine, as a man in that era, and in any era, someone turning round and saying, "Your future wife is expecting." But it was a child born of the Holy Spirit. The humanness will say, "Hey, I don't believe in that." But the reality is that God always asks us to trust in him. Trust in the reality of what he can do. Whether it be through Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, or even sometimes through one of the saints. He uses all sorts of things.
to actually pass that message on, to help us believe, to give us that hope in eternal life that was promised to us. And so often we sometimes think, no, it can't be true. If you all put your faith in God, you will see that faith come true. He will give us what we want, or should I say, what we need. Not necessarily the hundreds of millions of pounds that you want. But he will give you and help you with your life in general. How many of you, quite often, when events don't go your way, suddenly find the events that you're led onto actually make a better life? Again, Jesus sending a message, redirecting our lives of hope. So today we have that hope projected forward to next week, projected by an angel, that Jesus will be with us this time next Sunday as the church celebrates the risen Christ through that baby coming again every year. And he's there to save us, to bless us, to guide us in whatever we do. So believe in that hope. Jesus Christ, Mary and Joseph, the family that we take our example from.